Wel, dyna'r sŵn o dima dod allan ar y cae yn ffordd ffarar am y tro olaf. Jonathan Arfain dwi, ac yn ystod penod yma o'r podlediad Mwydro Mangor, da ni'n mynd i edrych yn ôl ar y geim rhwng Bangor a Frestatyn, a hefyd hanes Dinas Bangor yn ffordd ffarar efo swyddogion a chefnogwyr y clwb. Ar ôl y gêm, mi ges i sgwrs efo Gwynfor Jones, ysgrifennydd Clwb Peldroed Diras Bangor.
Pa mor pwysig oedd canolbwyntio ar canlyniad heddiw? Roedd yna lot o sylw yn y gwasg am y ffaith oedd Bangor yn chwarae yn ffordd ffarar am y tro ola. Pa mor pwysig oedd ennill y gêm yma?
Wel, fath i ddysgu ar y marg bod yn sadwn. Gwysio fi'n gweld y trefniadau gyfer heddiw. Y trefniadau oedd yn symbol. Oedd Castellnedd yn curo Llanelli. Oedd Bangor yn curo fan i dop o gyngair yn y flwyddyn newydd. A dyna beth sydd wedi digwydd. Sa ni wedi cymryd ar dechrau'r tymor roedd Bangor yn ddod ar frig y gyngair. A mi cymryd ar yna diwedd y tymor hefyd.
Ar ôl siarad efo Gwynfor Jones, mi ges i sgwrs efo'r darlledwr a chefnogwr Dinas Bangor, Ian Gill.
Ian Gill, da ni niwedd edrych ar y gêm ola yma yn ffordd ffarar. Mae Bangor, niwedd curo, Prestatyn, 5-2. Sut oedd y gêm?
Wel, oedd y gêm yn ymddiweddglo rhyfeddol i'r cae yn dweud. Da ni gyd dros y blynyddo wedi meddwl am y gêmau cofiadwy yma. Rei yn cofio gêmau, ti'n gwbod, di darfo 6-1, rei di cofio gêmau 5-4. Wel, ohona i fyny na, yn dweud, ac meddwl, go, moli. Wel, ymddiweddglo, a ffaith fod Les ac Sean wedi sgorio yn hogia lleol, wrth gwrs. Ond go, moli, ymddiweddglo, hollol heiddiannol i'r hen gael yma.
Un o'r goliau gorau da ni wedi weld yn ffordd ffarar tymor yma?
Sicr y tymor yma, ond efallai un o'r gorau da ni wedi weld yn y 90 mlynedd dwytho mae wedi gwir. Oedd yn ffantastig, ac i weld yr hen gael yma'n llawn dop unwaith eto. Dwi'n cofio dod yma diwedd y 60 fy nhad i weld tîma fatha Wigan a Ryncon a hein lle fysa chdi'n cael tair mil yn troi fyny. Wel, oedd hi'n teimlo fel yr hen ddyddiau unwaith y rhagor yma. De. So oedd o'n brofiad arbennig i fod yma a mae'r tywydd i behafio. A mae'n bod yn gres o brawn.
Ges i gyfle i siarad hefyd efo reolwr Dinas Bangor, Neville Powell. Rhywun sydd yn cofio chwarae yn ffordd ffarar ac sydd wedi bod yn reolwr yn ffordd ffarar ers 2007.
What's your feeling now having been boss at Farrow Road last ever game?
Great privilege, to be honest. You know, some players don't get the chance to play and I might manage, and I've been lucky enough in my career to do both. 10 years here as a player, some fantastic games, Atletico Madrid. Looking at the pitch here now from the stands, it does bring a bit of a lump to your throat, and for me to come back 4 years ago, and I just wanted to give these fans a bit of a taste what they should be having. You know, they deserve success, you know, and you've seen the fans today, they've come out on the last game, which was live on telly as well, and they wanted to be here for this special place. And you know, this was fate, I think. You know, we're leaving Farrow Road as league champions. When you look at the teams that are in now, well, this Welsh Premier now, the full-time teams, Bangor City at the top of the pile, and, you know, that is for the ground. And it's been a special day, and not only that, we've gone back to the top of the league with today's win, with Llanelli getting beat. So, as I say, we'll have a good night, and we'll give it a good send-off. And then it's back to work again in a couple of days, ready for a tough game against Prestatyn away on the second.
From the sort of fans' point of view, people have been talking for weeks about the emotional side of it, last ever game at Farrow Road. From a manager's, player's perspective, was this a sort of extra motivating factor for the players today? Was it something you talked to them about, or did you try to play it down and say, look, 3 points today, lads?
Yeah, we definitely tried to play it down a bit. You know, it was easy for the players, could have got carried away with how many people was here and everything that was going on, but we treated it as another game. We said in the team talk, first and foremost, it's a massive 3 points for us. You know, but when those players step over that white line and you've seen nearly 3,000 people, mostly Bangor fans, cheering you on, you know, it's going to give you that extra 5-10%. And the lads were fantastic today. You know, we could have been 6 up after 10 minutes. Some of the football was scintillating, and you know, they deserved it. Like, it was, you know, fair dues to Prestatyn. They come and, you know, they give us a good game, and it was just fantastic to see so many people here and end this, you know, grounds history with a fantastic game with 8 goals and full house.
If you had to say one thing that's really stood out from your point of view as a player and manager here, is there sort of one moment that for you, if you could kind of only keep one sort of memory from Farrow Road, what would it be?
No, it's a tough question.
It's a tough question, isn't it? It's just, I think, when you look at the people connected with the club, it's just a community spirit and heart. It's unbelievable. There's so many good people and all fighting for the cause for Bangor City to be successful. And, you know, it's not down to me, it's not down to the players. We're a community and we are what we are. We get, deservedly where we are because of the hard work that so many people put in. I've got special memories, as you say. I'm lucky I've been a player and a manager, but we do it for the people of Bangor, and it's great for me to see so many youngsters and families here. And I can only hope and wish it follows down to Nanport, because we want to make that the next Farrow Road fortress. We've got to do that, and if we can do that, Bangor City will be there for many, many years to come and it'll be successful.
Rwy'n oedd yn tipyn yn emotional ar ôl y geim olaf yn ffordd Farrow oedd llywydd Dinas Bangor Gwyn Pierce Owen.
Wel, gêm ardderchog i gofio te. Meddwl os a ni dod yma wedi colli efo dim ynde. Ych chi, sef da i ddim byd ond 8 o goliau heddiw ac os ydw i bod yn llawer mwy 2 gol geidwad Pennycamp a maen nhw'n dod yma heddiw wedi cael eu plesio. Pobl ddoth yma heb bod yma es 15 mlynedd, 10 mlynedd maen nhw'n diddal i ddod yn ôl wan i Fangor wedi gweld gwledd heddiw o Beldroed.
Yn ystod y cyfnod cyn y gêm, roedd yna lot o sylw yn y gwas am y ffaith oedd Bangor yn chwarae yn ffwrdd Farrow am y tro ola. Oedd yna risg o just colli o'r meddwl y ffaith oedd yn bwysig i gymryd y pwyntio heddiw?
Yn ôl pwyntio, o'n i'n dweud, dwi wedi bod ar y ffôn efo'r rheolwr Gwyn Dair yn ystod yr wythnos. Wythnos dwytha, gofalwch bod yma i chwarae pêl droed ydych chi ac i gael 3 phwynt er mwyn fod yn bencampwyr y Gymraer, ond mae'n anodd gweld pethau tu allan i'r pêl droed yn cymryd eich sylw, a mae'n naturiol iddyn nhw anghofio am y pêl droed ac edrach am beth sy'n ymlaen ynde, ond ddaru nhw ddim dechrau gwych a mi oedd yn un peth da. 2 gol mewn faint 8 munud neu rhywbeth, a fysa wedi bod yn 4 gol mewn chwarter awr sy'n cymryd yn cyfleon ynde.
Wel, dyna ni, mae cyfnod Dinas Bangor yn ffwrdd Farrow yn dod i ben, ac mae benod yma o'r podlediad yn dod i ben hefyd. Fydd yna benod newydd ar-lain ar yr wythfed ar 10 mis Ionawr. Cyn hynny, os ydych chi wedi colli unrhyw penodau, cofiwch bod chi'n gallu gwrando arnyn nhw ar y dudalen Facebook Mwydro Mangor neu ar y blog ar mwydroamangor.wordpress.com. Cofiwch hefyd bod chi'n gallu tanysgrifio i'r podlediad trwy iTunes. Felly, tan y tro nesaf, hwyl a blwyddyn newydd da i chi i gyd.